Ken Robinson did a TED Talk, which has now become the most frequently watched TED Talk in all of history. Millions and millions of people have watched it. It talks about education. And part of that TED Talk, he talks about when his children were young and his son was part of the Christmas play. And as we know, most Christmas plays have that point when the little kids in their bathrobes and towels on their heads come in as the wise men or the magi. And he said that somehow they got kind of mixed up before they came in. And so the first boy came in and he said, "I bring you the gift of gold." And set it down and walked out. And the second boy came in and said, "I bring you the gift of myrrh," and set it down, walked out. And a third little boy came in and said, "Frank sent this." We're familiar in some ways with the story, right? The wise men coming in, gold, myrrh, frankincense, or Frank, what Frank sent. And we're also sometimes a little unfamiliar with it. Because actually, the Magi didn't show up on Christmas night. They weren't in the manger scene. I know this is a little crushing for some people, and I still have to deal with it, but there wasn't the wise men there at that night. They were actually a year to up to 2 years later, because they saw the light and then they traveled from the east. Now imagine that, traveling for a year or 2 years because you saw this sign. I set out to do some New Year's resolutions. One was around eating. I got into it a little bit late. Right, I'm only 2 days in, and already I'm like, "Oh Lord, how long must I suffer? You know, how many salads, how much chicken can one eat?" And that's 2 days. Think of 2 years, morning and night, day after day, walking or riding on camels or horses or whatever, coming to see this thing. That's called a pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is something that is stirred within you, something that is calling you to travel, sometimes geographically, but sometimes in your spirit or as a community. And it calls you to go and to seek and to find something. Now, the thing that's unique about a pilgrimage is that while finding that thing, coming to the conclusion of that thing, is a remarkable moment. The pilgrimage is actually about the journey getting to that place. Think about 2 years that those men and all their people and animals traveled, all the scenes that they had seen, all the people that they had seen and talked to. Every night sitting around the campfire, going over the day that they had had, day after day after day. Phil Cosenu, is that how I had some people help me with the pronunciation of his name? He has a book called The Art of Pilgrimage, and this is what he says. "What matters most on your journey is how deeply you see, how attentively you hear, how richly the encounters are felt in your heart and soul." So that moment when they came to the house, it says, and saw the probably older child Jesus, they were amazed. But it was all those moments leading up that were just as important. This last summer, I spent a couple months in Japan. It was 4 months total last year that I was able to do that. And I went because I was doing some writing on the idea of wandering as a spiritual process and as a spiritual gift. And there were a lot of things that I wanted to do in Japan, kind of a list of things. I wanted to find sushi that I really liked. I did that, right? I wanted to become better friends with sake. I didn't do that. I wanted to spend time among people that were in a very different culture with language that's very different, signs I couldn't read. I spent a lot of time doing that. And the other thing I wanted to do was see Mount Fuji. And I tried for 4 months to see Mount Fuji. Made a dozen attempts. Sometimes some of those two attempts in one, because I'd ride the train. I'd buy a bullet pass, and I'd pick specific seats so that I could see Mount Fuji as I went by. And every time for 4 months, when I went by, it was covered with clouds. I was so intent on seeing this mountain, but I never could. That's on a bridge, the longest bridge in walking bridge in Japan. I went there because it's supposed to have a good view of Mount Fuji. That was my view of Mount Fuji. So with just a couple of days left, I went to an onsen. That's what they call it. It's like a spa place. And I went to a hotel and I got a room that was supposed to have a view of Mount Fuji. And I got there, spent more money than I'd ever spent on a hotel room before, and saw this. And I began to get a little sad. Because this felt like the only thing that I hadn't accomplished in Japan, to be able to see Mount Fuji. All the other things had surpassed my imagination. And so after I saw that, I went down and I had dinner, and then I came back up and I drew a nice bath and I sat in the bathtub and I started thinking about those 4 months that I had spent in Japan. And I started thinking about all the people and all the things that I had seen that were truly amazing. All the food that I ate that I'd never tried before. I thought about all those encounters that I had with God while I was out there. And I began to get a sense of peace about it all. And I thought, if I never see Mount Fuji, or if I just don't see it on this trip, that's okay. You see, I really had kind of incorporated the idea of the journey as the real gift. And what a gift it had been. So, get out of the bathtub, kind of resigned to the fact, and walked over to the window and looked and began to see something. And then I saw this. And then I saw this. And I was so happy. Right? My pilgrimage had occurred. It had happened. I could fly back on that 48-hour flight or whatever it felt like, and I could come back home. I had done it. But you know what? If that hadn't have happened, I still would have been all right. That was just the bonus. We're all on a pilgrimage. Every person here is on a pilgrimage, and it's unique to you. You have your own path. You have your own pilgrimage. And when you come here on Sunday morning, I'm always amazed at what people find most helpful when they walk out the door and be like, I love that song, or I love that thing, or that point you made in the sermon that I had no intention of making really touched my heart. It's because we're all on a pilgrimage, and we're all doing it together. Over these next several months, we're constantly going to be asking ourselves, what is our pilgrimage as a community of faith? What is God calling us to pursue? And then as we go along, the most important thing in an interim period like this is to see and to hear and to pay attention, because God is going to reveal things to us if we do that. That's our pilgrimage. And we don't need gold and myrrh and the stuff that Frank sent. What we need is each other and the gifts that we bring. We have everything we need here to make this pilgrimage. And God will send other people along the way, and they'll be what we need as well. God will provide the gifts. The gifts will be revealed, and then God's will and God will be revealed. We're all on a pilgrimage to see the Christ child. Each one is unique, but we are so gifted to be able to walk our pilgrimage together with each other. Amen.